This is Punkadoy Worldwide. We're back. It's part three. Got a bunch of great new songs for April. This episode is loaded with a bunch of great stuff. My pal Rude Boy Groot sent over for the weekend, and I was able to go through it before I made it any further than episode one. I think I got episode one done on Friday, and these all came yesterday, Saturday. It is Sunday, but by the time I'm recording this, and it gets posted for that matter, there's a bunch of you that it's probably already Monday. So whenever you're listening to it, you get to hear a bunch of really cool songs. We're going to jump right into this episode, as I do have one more after this. I don't know that I'll have time to get to that one today, but we'll do my best. The first band is out of Hamburg and Kiel in Germany, and that is a recommendation from our pal. And this particular band, their band name in German is
Saufknast.
Saufknast translates to drunkard. And the track off this self-titled LP release is
Hölle.
Hölle, which is hell. There's a bunch of great tracks. It is a full length. I enjoyed it. Great recommendation. It actually came out on April 1st. Didn't know about it until yesterday, May 3rd. So really happy to get to add this one in. This one and a handful of others. There was a couple on the last episode as well, are what's moved this into a three-part New Songs April into a four-part New Songs April. So without me saying more, Hell from Saufknast, or Drunkard, because I'm probably saying that better. Oh, by the way, at the band's name on Instagram, Saufknast. There you go. Let's go. I think that's right. I don't know. Drunkard. Anyway, there again, Hamburg and Kiel in Germany is where they're from. Great stuff. Came out on April Fool's Day. No joke. No joke. Anyway, The Flame 69 out of Madrid, Spain. They've been doing a lot of singles and smaller releases and stuff, and pretty regularly, so it feels like I play them a lot, but I dig their stuff. It's cool. In case you're missing it, You get to check it out here when we do these new songs. We are going to play the Flame 69's new song, Capital City Boys, that they released on April 4th. It was a single. Find them at the Flame 69 over on Facebook and at the underscore Flame underscore 69 over on Instagram. Here is Capital City Boys. Capital City Boys, that is the Flame 69. Cool stuff, man. Like I said, they keep putting out the cool singles. I keep digging them. Next, we've got the band Choke Combat out of Munich, Germany. The second from Germany on this episode. And we still have at least one more. Yep, just one more, actually. Anyway, Choke Combat, they released Stray Dogs, an EP, on April 4th as well at Choke Combat over on Instagram. From Stray Dogs, the title track is cool, but I'm actually going to pick Prediction Pain for this one. So here's Choke Combat and Prediction Pain. We'll be right back. Yeah, it was awesome. Heavy. A lot of these bands, you know, I tried to group them somewhat together. That way, you know, depending on what you're into, the episodes might be full of great stuff that you're into. And we got a lot of hardcore punk and oi that kind of fits that hardcore vibe as well. We do have some, like, heavy post-punk, maybe, is what they are. I don't know. Anyway, Fan Club, I'm so bummed I missed them when they came through Salt Lake recently. Hopefully you've had a chance to check them out. Formerly known as Lysol, but they've been Fan Club long enough. I think I can probably retire letting you know that they were formerly known as Lysol. They are from Seattle. On April 5th, they released a new EP called Ain't No Saint. I think there's five tracks on that one. You can go over to their Instagram page, and that is Official Fan Club Fan Club. So check them out there. We're going to play the title track from Ain't No Saint. So let's do it. Here is new stuff from Fan Club. EP is so good. I dig their post-punk sound, but like a heavier edge than some of the other post-punk that's going on out there, like somewhere between post-punk, garage punk, noise punk, I don't know. Whatever it is, I like it. Next up, Rude Boy Groot, thank you for this one. Sistema Obsoleto, they're from Macedonia. This is their debut release. It came out on April 10th. Definitely not a band I'd heard of. Had not come across this, so it was not going to make its way on here. Actually, out of all of the recommendations that he sent, I had missed all of them, but the one that's going to be on the next episode, I did catch that one. But I would rather people send me stuff that I'm already planning on playing, bands that I already know. Even if you're in a band and you think, oh, would he be playing our stuff? He's played it before. I may miss it. I may miss it. So I'd much rather five people or, you know, whatever number of people send me something that's all the same as opposed to people thinking that I'm probably already going to play it and then miss it. So thank you, Sistema Obsoleto. This is a cool release. Esmagado pela engarnengem capitalista. Oh, man. That is the name of the release. It roughly translates to Crushed by the Capitalist Gear. We're actually going to play that title track that came out on April 10th. The band are found on Instagram at sistema.obsoleto. So you can check them out there if you're curious as to what a better pronunciation is than what I'm getting.
Esmagado pela engrenagem capitalista.
There you go. Maybe that is helpful. Sistema Obsoleto is the band's name, and the dot in the middle is where you'll find them over on Instagram. Again, it's their debut release. Let's get to that title track. Here goes. We'll be right back. Sistema Obsoleto. You can go find that record over on Neon Taste Records, by the way. Next up, we're heading from Macedonia to Sweden for our pals in Brand New Age. They're fantastic. Shout out to them. Instagram message from them on April 18th. They always do a really good job of sending me every time that they've got something new out. So always excited to check out their stuff and play it. Their new single's called There Is No God. It came out on April 18th. They are at Brand New Age on Facebook and at Brand_New_Age over on Instagram. There Is No God. That's the track. Let's get to it. They always have fantastic artwork. You can tell it's like same artist and always kind of goes to, you know, like, I don't know, kind of ties in. Like there's some bands that their stuff is totally different and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's an individual thing, but there's others that they put out enough singles, albums, EPs, and all those things that it would be really cool to combine together on some other artwork, you know, like a little poster or a calendar. I don't know how many of us use paper calendars anymore, but something like that where you can kind of visualize all of them together in one spot would be really cool. Anyway, the new single, There Is No God, here we go with Brand New Age. Is No God, Brand New Age. Awesome stuff there. Thank you again, Brand New Age, for always sending over your stuff to me. I appreciate it. Always checking it out. And as you know, we'd be playing it here. Next, I told you, we had another band from Germany. We played two, well, we got a third for this episode. The band Das Gelbe vom Ei. They are from Steigerwald in Germany. Also on April 18th, we got a lot of April 18th and 19th releases on this episode. Right in the middle of the month, we got a bunch. The band Das Gelbe vom Ei, they put out their full length. I'll let you know what that is here in a second. The band are on Instagram at das_gelbe_vom_ei. Pretty much like I'm saying it. I don't think I got to spell that one for you. The name of the album in German is...
Ihr bekommt, was ihr verdient.
You get what you deserve. The album artwork is really cool, too. I think I played a song or two that were singles leading up to this release. So pretty excited about that. The song that we're going to play here in German is...
Lebensrausch.
Which translates to Life Rush. According to Google Translate, that is. Anyway, we're going to play that track. Here's the band Das Gelbe vom Ei. Here it is. We'll be right back. I really dig it. That whole full length's good. I know I keep saying that on a lot of these, but you know what? I believe it. On one hand, I like to go through all the music again throughout the year to put the list together because I get to hear a lot of the stuff throughout the year that I might not have heard because I'm constantly listening to so many other things, whether it be the ska episodes, the synth punk episodes, the sax episodes. We got a noise punk episode, all of those things, or the other new stuff that are coming out, or whatever country we're in. And so sometimes for me, a lot of really great things that I enjoy get kind of put in the hopefully I get back to you soon pile. And that's a good reason to do that. The drawback is I find so much great stuff. So again, I will say, and you don't have to agree with me, I don't care. But if you don't think new or good music is still happening and good music is still being put out, then I don't think you're trying. That's my opinion. You just ain't trying. You ain't listening because there's so much great stuff. And if you're listening to these new songs episodes I do each month, I got a pretty good variety of stuff on there too. So depending on what styles of punk that you're into, there you should be finding some really cool shit there too. Anyway, next up, the band Malurba. They are from Ciampino in Italy. They put out a new single called Per Sempre, and I think there's two tracks on that single. Came out on April 18th. They are at Malurba_HC. That's M-A-L-E-R-B-A, Malurba. And we are going to play the single, which is Per Sempre. So let's go. Here it is.
Sets
and roll elements in my punk, man, and they are rocking and rolling there with Malerba, Per Sempre. Great stuff, that single. I think there was a second track, so you should go look it up, and you might be able to find something else new from the band Malerba. Next up, we are getting to a handful of bands here from our pal Rude Boy Groot. Got four in a row. They all kind of between the 18th and the 19th on release dates. We still have a couple more here on April 18th, including Mother Nature out of Leeds in UK. They put out the release Loving, Joyful, and Free, which is an EP, and they did so on Static Shock Records. Find the band at Mother Nature _ band over on Instagram. We are going to play the track. There was a couple cool ones. I was trying to figure out which one, but Dark Passenger. I watched that show, Dexter. It was calling to me, so we're going to throw on Dark Passenger. It's a cool one, too. So here's Mother Nature from their new release, Loving, Joyful, and Free. That was Mother Nature. Cool stuff on Static Shock Records. Next up, we're going to head to Toronto in Ontario. Another recommendation from Rude Boy Groot. Again, it's really a lot of these recommendations is what sprouted up the fourth episode, the fourth part to the new songs for April. Zero Bars is this group. New band to me. Obviously, new release. Actually, all of the rest of these, the next two after this as well, that were also recommendations. Didn't know them. So glad they came my way. At zerobars.to on Instagram. They're from Toronto. They put out Life and Hell, which is an EP. They did so on April 18th. And we are going to play a track from it called Pitch Black. Here goes. Full of empty runs. Great too. New band for me, like I said, that is Zero Bars, Life and Hell is the name of that release. There's six total tracks, including Mountain Song, which is a cover of The Crucifix. So go check out the rest from that Toronto band. Next up, we've got the band No Victim. Yep, I hadn't heard of them either. They're out of Richmond, Virginia. Didn't find any social medias for them, but you can go find them on Sex Fiend Abomination Tapes and Discs. Yes, go find, that's long, but you'll find them there. That label, Sex Fiend Abomination Tapes and Discs, is also out of Richmond, where these guys are from. Richmond, Virginia. They put out their No Victim mini LP, as I think it featured 8 tracks, if I'm not mistaken. The Dream is the track that we're going to check out. This came out on April 19th. Yes, we've moved one day forward. Would we play 5 tracks on the 18th? Well, we got 3, including this one, on the 19th. A very busy middle of the month. Let's get to The Dream from No Victim. Victim, that was The Dream. Like I said, 8 tracks on that one. It is on cassette, as I think Sex Fiend Abomination Tapes and Discs implied. I guess it could have been CDs, but go get your cassettes there. Great stuff. A lot of other great tracks, all in typical expected hardcore fashion. There we go. All just over a minute long, pretty much. That's awesome. So go check out No Victim. Thanks again, Rude Boy. Groot, one more of his suggestions on this episode, which is the band Warhead 97. I think they're from the UK, as they're on a UK label called Brain Rotter Records. There was another recommendation that came across, but I'm going to play a bunch of those tracks on the next time we do the short songs. As I think if you do like the short songs and you do like the hardcore punk, head over to Brain Rotter Records so you can check out more shit there. Again, I think Warhead 97 is from the UK, but I'm not exactly sure. Possessed by Hate is the EP we're going to play something from that came out on April 19th on Brain Rotter Records. Couldn't find any social medias for Warhead 97, but you can go find that release. Like I said, Brain Rotter Records. Let's get to a track from it called Don't Care.
Like a millionaire. I got out of bed when I wanted to. Nobody told me to get up. Do I have money? Fuck money. It didn't matter.
Did that bring you down properly there at the end? Because that, I'm sure as shit, should have amped you up. Great stuff. That was Warhead 97. We got four more to go. The next is Infamous Stiffs. They're out of Southern California. They put out a new single called Loose Screws and did so on April 19th. Find them at Infamous Stiffs on both Instagram and on Facebook. We got, what did I say? An April 23rd and two April 25th releases to go. Let's get to some Loose Screws from Infamous Stiffs. Let's go.
Take talk to cockroach. Don't talk to Matrix.
Great stuff. Infamous Stiffs. As I was talking about earlier, I think it was this episode. Could have been the last one. I forget. I like the rock and roll. I recorded these back to back. I don't know if you're listening to parts 2 and 3 back to back. I did part 1 on Friday. It is now Sunday. I'm doing parts 2 and 3. And I'll do part 4. It's looking more likely that it'll be tomorrow, Monday, but there'll be more to listen to. Listen to them when you can. That's a great thing about the podcasts. I was talking about the Power Radio. I think that was on the last one. Anyway, that is live, but I do Throwback Thursday, and I throw back a bunch of the stuff that I have done recently, the hours that I've done on Thursdays. So if you listen throughout the day on Thursday, I got a bunch of me playing a bunch of great music. But nonetheless, Power Radio plays music. It's 24 streaming. If I'm not broadcasting live, once in a great while, I have other people that broadcast live. If you want to do it, let me know. But what I'm getting at is there is a lot of great music going on there. There's great music here. We've got a lot of great R&R is what I was getting at with Infamous Stiffs, and they got like a little bit of aggressiveness to that R&R, and I like it. Great stuff from there. And we're going to head from Southern California to Dunfermline in Scotland. I want to thank Eddie for originally reaching out to get Radio Chip Pan on my radar. Definitely try to keep up with when they're putting out new stuff. And they put out a new single called The Golden Rule. Did so on April 23rd at Radio Chip Pan on both Instagram and on Facebook. The Golden Rule, here it is. So much, you know what, too much truth in that one. So many great things that they were covering there, but you, ain't that the truth? The one with all the gold makes all the rules. Man, that sucks. But it's true. And it's a great track. Sounds great. A lot of great R&R going on in that one, too. I love it. Next up, we've got two more bands left to go before we wrap this up. We got another band that is out on Pirates Press Records. So once again, thank you to Jay over at Pirates Press for sending this over to me. We got The Vicious Cycles. I played a track on Punkanoid Worldwide. I think we played a Hold Tight back in like February. That's when the single originally came out. Hold Tight did. And so thank you to Jay for sending it way back then. But Get Wrecked, the album, is actually out now as of April 25th, the whole album. We're going to play, obviously, a different track than Hold Tight. There's a bunch of other great ones there. The band are found at The Vicious Cycles on Facebook and at Vicious Cycles MC on Instagram. They're from Vancouver, BC, and the track we're going to play this time around is called I'm Alive. Awesome album, Get Wrecked. Make sure you go check out more from it. As I said, we have one more episode to go. It's looking like tomorrow, but who knows? You might be listening to this and it's already out. I don't know. It depends on when you're listening. We've got one more band and then a bunch of great Oi music for the most part on tomorrow or part four's episode. We're going to lead us that direction with the band from Brighton and Hove in UK. The band are Potato Skins. I love the name. So many great band names. Fat Skins, Foreskins, and so many other types of skins that have used, you know, whatever to create a band name, especially thematic for this style of music. And I love this one, Potato Skins. They put out their first 3-track EP called Battered But Still Standing. I say first because it's the first one I saw. And I believe they're newer. If there's anything else, well, let me know because I've missed it. I only know of this one. It came out on April 25th. Potato Skins Oi on Instagram is where you'll find them. And one of those 3 tracks is Bangers and Mash. We're going to check that out. It'll lead us out. So thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this one. I really do. They got a really cool sound to them. Not your typical Oi band sound, I suppose. Definitely, and I don't mean to say that it's not there. It's just they've got something a little bit different with it, and I dig it. So here we go with Potato Skins, Bangers and Mash.
Hey! Boots hit the pavement, heads held high. South Coast firm, we ain't running or shy. Brighton streets where the seagulls cry. And if the fash come round, they get blackened eyes. They crawl in the dark, but we see them clear. No place for Nazis, not welcome here. Bangers and mash, boots and fist. Stand with the boys, no one's missed. Red and black.
We laugh and scoff.